Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
It's rare that people put the word affordable in the same sentence when talking about Ireland, but we are one of the least expensive places to start a business, according to the digital or neobank Bunk. Ireland supposedly has low advisory costs and low corporation taxes, of course, which compare favourably with other EU countries. To tell us more, I'm joined by Bianca Svart, the Chief Strategy Officer with Bunk. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning, Joe, and good morning to all listeners.
To some Irish entrepreneurs will be surprised to hear that it's affordable to start a business in this country. What did your research find?
Yeah, so basically what we did, we looked into what it actually costs to start a business in Europe. So we focused on the 10 biggest economies in the EU and added up the basics. You mentioned a couple already, how much it costs to register a company, open a bank account, put down the minimum capital and get basic tax advice. So the results showed just how different the experience is depending on where you are. So like you said, affordable, perhaps surprising, Ireland is one of the most affordable places in Europe to start a business. It costs about 800 euros to get going. It's ranked in the top three, actually, just after Greece and Portugal. And the difference isn't small, because if you compare it to a country like Germany, it costs over 26k to get started. That's not a small difference. It's the difference between launching an idea or shelving it.
Yeah, and a lot of that is to do, is it not, with legal fees to start a business?
Yes, correctly. So Ireland is one of the easiest places to get started because the costs are low, but you also don't need a notary, like, for example, in Italy. But I think the main bottleneck that we found is the minimum capital required per market. That really depends a lot. In Ireland, it's just 1 euro. In other markets like Germany, Italy, you pay more than 10k just to get started.
Wow. And you have to does that money need to be set aside or given to the notary?
Yes, you need to deposit that money, so effectively can't use it anymore.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about Bunk.
Yes, I'd love to. So like you said, Bunk is the second largest neobank in Europe. So we build our app for people who roam the world.
You'll have to tell us what a neobank is.
Oh, yes. Well, we're a mobile-only bank. You can access us everywhere, anytime, and we are user-centric. So we really want to make your experience better and build around that. So in Ireland, you can use Bunk for everyday banking, personal as well as business. You can open an account in 5 minutes, spend, save, invest, all from your phone, wherever you are. Mm-hmm. So if you're running a business, it's basically built to save you time. You can open an account just as quickly as a personal account, track everything from your phone, organize your money into separate pots, link it to your accounting software, et cetera, et cetera. It's really built for people who want to spend less time on admin and more time on actually running their business.
And does Bunk kind of try to speak to startups and small entrepreneurs more than ordinary consumers, or both?
Both, but mainly what we focus on is we're building a bank for people who live and work across borders. We see more and more people that start a business that have global ambitions as well. That's also the main reason that we did this research. To support them properly, we need to understand what still slows them down. So we wanted to see where it's actually doable to get started and where it's still perhaps harder than it needs to be.
Okay, what's the difference between what Bunk offers and what Revolut offers? Because Revolut is quite popular in this country.
Yeah, so I've heard. So I don't think it's one feature, whether it's great savings rates or easy investing or spending everywhere as you go as a local. I don't think it's one thing. The main thing that the Irish users tell us, it's one of our fastest growing markets, is that we understand them on a deeper level. We really focus on how they live, and we go deep, not wide in that sense. We look at their wants, needs, and build a great experience around that. So for anyone listening, I'd love to hear how you think it compares. So please try it out.
Yeah. Do you guys offer loans or even home loans or even insurance products yet?
At the moment, we offer travel insurance. We don't offer any loans yet, but we're always in close contact with our users. So if they tell us that's something that would make their life easy, we would definitely look into that and see how we can make it happen.
So Bunk is a Dutch fintech. Is it easier to set up a business as a fintech in the Netherlands than other countries?
We're home. We're based in Amsterdam. We started here. If it's easier to set up a fintech in the Netherlands or other countries, I wouldn't know. We only did it in the Netherlands, so that would be something to try out or
Okay.
to do a new research on.
And what does BUNQ stand for? BUNQ.
Yeah, so the word itself doesn't stand for anything, but it's an interesting one. If you look at Bunk, it's if you look at the logo, I don't know if you've seen it.
I have.
It's oh, amazing. It's point symmetric. So you can, if you, whatever way you look at it, you see the same thing. And that's the whole reason behind it. We're on the same level as our users. So what they see, we see, and we're in it together.
Okay, because in Ireland, when you bunk off school, as in you mitch from school, is a very different meaning. Bianca, thank you so much for joining us and thank you for that research. That's Bianca Swart, the Chief Strategy Officer with BUNQ, bedankt, as they would say in Amsterdam. Back at
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.